right. Hey, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Talking about all things Jeffrey Goldberg tonight. Let me say it to everybody in the chat. Clean Sanchez is on. Key Lime 13 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Peg McGroin is on. Nate Dad 1 is on. Just Fact is on. Lady Wu is on. Key Lime 13 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. D9597 is on. Just Facts on. The great T1AU is on. Those Jesus people is on. Granite 2468 is on. Snod.311 is on. Mike Griffith is on. King Slutsy McGroin is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Gritterdom is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. Just Jesse is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Snag Dog is on. Milwaukee James is on. Snarl Barkley is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Supergirl 21 is on. Todd Suff is on. 11 Carl 11 is on. Peg McGroin is on. Lisa Kinzer's on. Conservative Waffles on. Robin Aroni's on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. LA 106 Times is on. Sun Moon 45 is on. S. Clark 1960 is on. Uncle Wally is on. Let me see who I missed here. Lloyd Shaw's on. Black Horse is on. Phil McCracken is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Hot Shot Insights is on. USA Abigail is on. I think it's like TTUS. TTTUS is on. Almost want to call you Titus when I see it. Mom for Boys is on. JC360 is on. Let me see. Scooting down here to the bottom. Bill F1 is on. Ferrison 77 is on. Luann 5 is on. PD Frank 1974 is on. Charlie 340 is on. All right, appreciate you guys. I love each and every one of you. All right, hopping right into this thing now. What happened was, and everybody, it's old news now, kind of happened at, but we're going to go down deep in it so everybody understands the basic timeline, chronology, and everything that happened with it, was that you had this signal group. Aaron, help me remember the word signal, because one of those platforms, like chat platforms or conferencing platforms, supposed to be like encrypted. Is that right, word, Aaron? So supposed to be an encrypted platform. So Mike Waltz, NSA director, national security advisor, director, puts that on, national security administration director. He puts that on. Or is he the NSA, National Security Advisor? I think he's National Security Advisor, not NSA Director. So National Security Advisor, which is what General Flynn was supposed to be in Trump's first administration.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's what he is, National Security Advisor. But anyway, so he orchestrates an 18-person signal chat group. When we get into this tech stuff, boy, that is my weak point. But anyway, now one of those 18 people very strangely ended up being the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic. What is The Atlantic? The Atlantic is, I forgot her first name, but it's Jobs. Owned by Lauren Powell Jobs, that's Steve Jobs. So, hyper-leftist. Basically was the protectionist rag for Jeffrey Epstein. It is a known leftist CIA globalist cutout. No, Tom, you got like people like Tom Ridge on their board. Tom Ridge is Mitch McConnell. Tom Ridge is Mitt Romney. These, of course, are Republicans pretending. I mean, these are Democrats pretending to be Republicans so they can hold those Republican seats from legitimate conservatives. But anyway, so Jeffrey Goldberg, who is, I'm going to get into all things with him. He is a known Trump hater, major Hillary supporter. It is basically what they do with these papers like The Atlantic or these media outlets, whether it's CNN or MSNBC, and it's all mockingbird stuff. They just put these outlets together so that they can refer to them. What do you mean by that, Tom? So they can say they feed them all their information. The globalist left does, Democratic Party, which are basically all the same. We're talking about WEF and Democratic Party, same thing. So anyway, just a globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitist. Whenever you hear me say that, I mean the global elite represented in America by the Democratic Party. But anyway, so they basically form their own media institutions so that they can refer to them, saying, "Look, the media is reporting exactly what we're saying." Well, of course they're reporting exactly what you're saying because you gave it to them to say it, so that they can, that gives them some sort of, in their minds, credibility. Now that we have Twitter, now that we have Rumble, we have our own outlets and many other, you know, many great outlets like Great Way Pundit, Federalist, Steve Bannon, Bongino, Alex Jones, all those different outlets that actually give us the real news. It doesn't have the cachet that it used to, but it still gives them some level of cachet in their own minds where they can say, look, the media is reporting that, you know, that which we are espousing. And that's exactly what happened, of course, with the collusion hoax, is that on the probable cause affidavits, the KPSs, the FISA court requests, where you're dealing with Strzok, Page, Strzok, McCabe, Rosenstein, and Comey filed these FISA warrants against Donald Trump, trying to wiretap Donald Trump. And basically, it's a request for wiretapping of an American citizen. Well, they cited in those requests media reports. Look, the media is reporting about this collusion. Well, who told the media about the collusion? The very people requesting the FISA reports. This is how the whole system works. And that's the purpose of the quote unquote Atlantic that was formed by Steve Jobs' own wife, known friend of Ghislaine Maxwell. And then they covered up and are perpetually always saying that, you know what? This whole worldwide pedophile, child trafficking situation, it's all just a right-wing hoax. I'll show you all this in a minute. So somehow, of all the people on the planet, Jeffrey Goldberg ends up with access to this 18-person Signal chat group where they are talking about, this is like 10, 12 days ago, talking about specific military, not necessarily plans, but kind of a military outline of the attack on the Houthis in Yemen. So Goldberg doesn't say a thing about it until he releases it yesterday, right before the hearing today. Again, there's already a planned sort of military congressional hearing for today. And of course, he releases it right then and there. So he could have released it. He's had this information for 10, 12 days. He could have released it right at the moment. But you know, he releases it right before the hearing that had already been planned. So to discuss the whole Houthi Yemen situation and other military situations and just overall NSA style situations. He releases it the day before so that nobody in the Trump administration will have any opportunity to prepare for the hearing. So that somehow Jeffrey Goldberg, which is the equivalent of Cooper, is it Cooper Anderson?
Anderson Cooper.
It's the equivalent of him being on there, or Chuck Todd getting on there, or Rachel Maddow getting on there. It's the equivalent of somehow Rachel Maddow ends up in an encrypted Signal chat group. Now, is this a Trump administration screw up? Yes, it is. Okay, but could it happen to all of us? Yes. There's 18 people on there. When you join, I don't mean to be so long-winded on this first part because we've got a lot of slides to get to, but when the Trump administration took office, Signal automatically gets put on your government phone, on your work phone, automatically. You have all of these idiots out there. Now, why don't they do it on some other, using some other platform than Signal? That's the one they were given. So somehow or another, and what can happen is with these various accounts is they can go from one person to another. And it could have been, and Mike Waltz has already come out again. National Security Advisor has come out and said he saw that Jeffrey Goldberg was on there, but thought there was only a two-letter acronym, his initials on there, JB, and Mike Waltz thought it was somebody else. So somehow or another, Jeff Goldberg ends up on this thing, and he says that these plans, which Pete Hegseth, obviously on the call also, said weren't plans. So now that's what will come out in the next couple of days. And Goldberg will have to explain it. And Goldberg has got a very interesting past. Born, Aaron will love this part, born and raised in the United States, but somehow went over to the IDF and served in the IDF for 20 years, a lot of it as a quote unquote prison guard for a notorious torture center for the IDF. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Tom, are you anti-Israel? No, I'm not anti-Israel. We were waterboarding people for 50 years here.
Yeah.
Okay, so no, I'm not. I'm just saying that's strangely where he was. And if you listen to Alex Jones today, 15 years ago, Jeffrey Goldberg showed up to interview Alex Jones for the Obama administration. And he said it was an interview, and he showed up and then suddenly backtracked off of the interview idea and wanted to simply know who Alex Jones worked for and tried to buy him off. Hmm. So this guy is, and but he's just a journalist, right? No, he's Goebbels. He's an operative. The Atlantic is a known CIA slash Mossad cutout. Everybody knows it. They're simply espousing the viewpoints of the globalist left so the globalist left can say, look, the media is reporting. The media is verifying our own concepts and ideas. All right, so let's move on here. Let's go to the first one. Here's Trump on it, Bridget Gabriel video. They started by saying it was the greatest first month a president has ever had. Well, of course, it's like Trump had the greatest presidency in history outside of the debt in the first one, which you would have done great on the debt if it wasn't for COVID anyway. But he was having a great first presidency, so they threw in COVID. Now they're trying, they can't pull off, they can't orchestrate that right now. So they're going to do these little ankle biter attempts to take down the Trump administration. So Trump just simply says, Bridget Gabriel video, we're having a great first 2 months, so they got to try something. Play for me.
Cancel the line. Sorry, fellas. What you do is we'll tell you all about the meeting, because I know people do get on those lines, whether it's Signal or anything else. Yeah.
Are you going to change any procedures as a result of this?
Well, I mean, look, we look at everything, and, you know, they've made a big deal out of this because we've had two perfect months. We are bringing in business. We have another one announced tomorrow, a big one, very big. Like, in the history of our country, nobody's ever seen anything like it. And I think probably a lot of people are saying they started by saying it was the greatest first month that a president has ever had, and I think that's true. And now they say it's the best second month, and they had to find something. And this certainly will look at this, but the main thing was nothing happened. No, the attack was totally successful. It was, I guess, from what I understand, took place during, and it wasn't classified information. So this was not classified. Now, if it's classified information, it's probably a little bit different. But I always say you have to learn from every experience. I think it was very unfair the way they attacked Michael. He's a good person. The person that was on just happens to be a sleazebag, so maybe that's just coincidence. I don't know.
And he is Jeffrey Goldberg. We'll get to his list of sleazebag initiatives in a little bit, but that's exactly what he is. And what has to be determined here, and this will cover it somewhat in the next video with Mike Waltz on Laura Ingraham, but who was it? Aaron was just bringing this up while we were watching the video. Who was it that added him to the chat? And the other question that's being asked all over Twitter is, who's communicating with Jeffrey Goldberg? Who is it? Very, very easy to get him confused with Jonah Goldberg, by the way, who was the, which was his hoax. But anyway, another leftist journalist. But anyway, so who was it? Because somebody is communicating with Jeffrey Goldberg in the Trump administration. Somebody is. And then somebody did add him to this chat. Somebody added him. Now, whether it's by mistake or not, we'll see. Now, who's going to be doing this investigation? Because you know what? Here's the amazing thing. There's a lot of people, because there's a lot of people my age in the Trump administration, my age, or in my age bracket, let's just make it a 20-year age bracket of 40 to 60, right? And really upper end of that. So there's a lot of people, let's just put it like 50 to 60 in the Trump administration. People like me, when I'm relying on Aaron all the time, when Aaron's not around, I rely on my son. They don't understand technology. They don't get it. Like, honestly, if you're someone like me and you watch, how many of you watch like murder docuseries all the time? I'm all in, like everything.
Yes.
Yeah, there's Heather. So, and they just put Frontier in our neighborhood out in the middle of nowhere. So now we can watch anything we want all the time. But anyway, so what people my age don't get, I do because I have Aaron. So I've been around Aaron for all of his adult life, but I'm like, I've known him for a long time. So what, since you're like 15 or 16,
yeah,
or something like,
yep,
that? And
16.
He's now what, 31?
Almost
so,
32,
almost
yeah.
Almost 32. So like 17 years, Aaron and I have been around each other. So I glom on to his knowledge, and plus my son's knows tech real well too. So anyway, I get it. I understand that everything has a digital trail. Nothing can ever truly be erased from a forensic audit. Maybe bleach bit or something like that. But anyway, but even that, I think they have this. I think they have all of Hillary's files at the National Security Administration. But anyway, but guys like me and my age, they don't get that there is a digital footprint everywhere. So who is it? So a lot of these people that orchestrated this, I have my suspicions about who's talking to Goldberg. I don't want to say it, but I have my suspicions. Marco Rubio. But anyway, Oh, yeah. I mean, because I don't trust Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
Okay, I just don't. Has he done a great job? Is he saying all the right things? Yeah, I don't trust him. And Trump's hire for the new CDC, CDC head of CDC director, horrible choice. Horrible! He had that woman, I can't remember her name, and Joseph Latipo, who's the Surgeon General of Florida, and he picked that hack, loser, COVID whore? Again, I love Trump, greatest president ever. I'm just telling you, some of the decisions, I'm like, what are you thinking? You got Latipo and you choose a COVID whore? You're like, Tom, stay on task. I can't. That's how I work. This is how I work. If you ever watched me preach, that's why I'm always telling my wife, remember, get me back on that. But anyway, so who's going to do this digital investigation? Oh, just somebody marginally qualified to do so. Elon Musk is going to look at it. We're going to find out who gave this information and what information was actually given to Jeff Goldberg, and what information was given to him and who invited him into the chat, because there's no way out. Every single thing that we do on a digital device is traced back to our account.
Yep.
And every single, it's a work account. That work account is still attached to you. Lots of people in sheriff's offices and police stations are fired because they get caught doing things on their computer. Because there's no escape. There's no escape. Strzok and Page, 50,000 lover emails to one another. And then see, Strzok's roughly in my age bracket. He's an idiot. He's a digital idiot. Why in the world would you ever, and again, this is a guy investigating crimes and deciding whether somebody goes to prison for 50 or 60 years, Peter Strzok. He doesn't realize that every single one of his texts are going to be read at a congressional hearing. Stupid idiot. So anyway, Chief Nerd Video, new NSA, a National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz, says Elon Musk's team is investigating Signalgate. Play for me.
Joining us now, one of the principals who was on that Signal chat, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. Advisor Waltz, thank you for joining us tonight. President expressed complete confidence in you today and his entire cabinet. But how did a Trump-hating editor of The Atlantic end up on your Signal chat?
You know, Laura, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but of all the people out there, somehow this guy who has lied about the president, who has lied to Gold Star families, lied to their attorneys, and gone to Russia hoax, gone to just all kinds of lengths to lie and smear the president of the United States, and he's the one that somehow gets on somebody's contact and then gets sucked into this group.
Is someone in your intel team trying to cause trouble here? Because that's the scuttlebutt out there.
Look, we have people. No, look, this is a great group. The president has a great team. This is not first term.
No, your team. I'm not talking about the other principals.
No. These were principals and a couple of staff that we were coordinating, as you saw, having a policy discussion as we went forward. And then just in the days before what was an incredible strike. Not only did we take out people that the Biden team never could, that we took out headquarters, missile caches, and actually one of the leaders of the Houthi organization, we've since taken out several since. And, you know, that's what they don't want to talk about. They don't want to talk about the success here. They don't want to talk about the hostages getting released. They don't want to talk about the Black Sea ceasefire that we just put in place today as the president ends the largest land war in Europe, or the border, or the fact that Panama just kicked China out of the canal, and success after success after success. So they want to focus on this. It's embarrassing, yes. We're going to get to the bottom of it. I just talked to Elon on the way here. We've got the best technical minds looking at how this happened. But I can tell you for 100%, I don't know this guy. I know him by his horrible reputation, and he really is the bottom scum of journalists. And I know him in the sense that he hates the president, but I don't text him. He wasn't on my phone. And we're going to figure out how this happened.
So you don't know what staffer is responsible for this right now?
Well, look, a staffer wasn't responsible. And look, I take full responsibility. I built the group. My job is to make sure everything's coordinated.
But how did the number? I don't mean to be pedantic here, but how did the number?
Have you ever had somebody's contact that shows their name, and then you have somebody else's number there?
Oh, I never make those mistakes.
Right? You've got somebody else's number on someone else's contact. So of course, I didn't see this loser in the group. It looked like someone else. Now, whether he did it deliberately or it happened in some other technical mean is something we're trying to figure out.
So your staffer did not put his contact information.
No, how did it end up in your phone? Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Okay, but that's a pretty big problem.
That is what. We've got the best technical minds, right?
That's disturbing.
And that's where I'm sure everybody out there has had a contact where it was said one person and then a different phone number.
But you've never talked to him before, so how's the number on your phone? I mean, I'm not an expert in any of this, but it's just curious. How's the number on your phone?
Well, if you have somebody else's contact and then it gets sucked in.
Was there someone else supposed to be on the chat that wasn't on the chat that you thought was
on the chat? So the person that I thought was on there was never on there.
Who was that person?
Laura, I take responsibility. I built the group.
Okay.
So that's the part that.
All right. So basically, Aaron, put yourself on. So basically, what he's saying here is, and by the way, Aaron and I don't believe Mike Waltz. Okay. Now here's the thing. What I mean by that is I'm not saying that he is like purposely he's the one in communication with Jeff Goldberg. I'm not saying that. His explanation, though, about what happened is basically impossible.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be like me, and Aaron just gave this example. If I texted Aaron, right there, it's on my phone, texting Aaron, and it goes to Heather. That's his explanation.
Yeah.
Okay, do we honestly believe that's what happened? And then tell him about the administrator part.
Yeah, so when you have a Signal group chat, the only person that can add people to the group chat is an administrator of the chat. So if you only have one admin to that chat, that's the person who added Goldberg.
He sounds like Waltz. It sounds like he was the administrator, but I doubt he was.
Yeah.
It was probably, he says it wasn't a quote unquote staffer, but it probably was. And that could be the person that's talking to Goldberg.
Yeah.
Is that, and like Aaron says, so when you're dealing with a signal chat group, if you have 18 to 20 people, there's going to be one administrator, maybe two. Mm-hmm. So that narrows your search down. Elon's going to find this person. Yeah. Just a matter of whether they want to expose him or not. Because you're like, well, Trump won't necessarily expose him. Like, there's a reason why that's good, Aaron. Thanks, buddy. I don't want to keep you on there and make you just sit there. But there's a reason why we don't have the Epstein files. Okay? Now, can we all just be honest here? It could cost me viewers. If I say anything that's anti-Trump, it costs me viewers. But I lose church people all the time. They get up and leave right in the middle of service. All right, but because I'm not an acolyte for any person outside of Jesus. So Trump, like the Epstein files, there's a reason why they're not released. He has the power to release every last thing. There's a reason why. Is it because it's Mossad involved? There's a reason why the JFK files aren't released. Mm-hmm. Is it Mossad? Because we have an ongoing military situation with Israel? I mean, we have to ask ourselves these questions. Tom, I thought you were pro-Israel. I am. I'm pro-Israel. I'm pro-America first, but I mean, I'm pro-Israel. But I know Israel's corrupt, just like America is. I know come on. Joe Biden just ran America for 4 years. You don't think we're corrupt? Donald Trump's doing what he can. But I'm just saying, we're corrupt, right? And we had 8 years of Hussein Obama and 8 years of W right before that. And then 8 years of Clinton before that, 4 years of Herbert Walker Bush before that, before we had 8 great years with Reagan. And then 4 years of Carter before that. And then a mix of Nixon Ford before that, Gerald Ford. There is no worse globalist acolyte than Gerald Ford. CIA operative to the gills. But anyway, so there's a reason why those things aren't being released. Trump knows. Now, will he tell us who it is that actually was in contact with Jeffrey Goldberg? Because somebody, an administrator, there could only be one, maybe two, maybe, that could have added him. And there's no looking down at it and going, whoops, I thought that was Heather. No, you know it's Heather or not. Everybody knows it. Go, Aaron.
Yeah, and not to mention that if you're adding somebody to that Signal chat group, it's because you have their phone number in your phone. So somebody, whoever the admin was, had Jeff Goldberg's number in their phone.
Yeah, it's not left over from the previous administration.
Right.
That's not that you got a brand new Signal account. Your Signal account is yours. It's not somebody else's. So Mike Waltz is Potomac two-stepping here.
Yeah.
You're like, it's not a game I'm going to play because I'm not going to hell. I'm not going to hell for anybody. I'm not going to go up and lie. I'm not going to lie. It's just like I say around here. Will I build anything without a permit at this church? Oh, yeah. If I get caught, though, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to pay the fine because I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to even say, oh, I didn't know we needed a permit. I'm going to say, I know we needed a permit. I didn't do it because I think it's stupid to the inspector's face. If you don't believe me, you don't know me. But anyway, I'm just saying, Mike Waltz is not telling the truth here. He's not. Now, that doesn't mean he had anything to do with Goldberg, but here's my opinion. Mike Waltz knows who did. Mike Waltz knows who put Goldberg on there. Elon, and if Mike Waltz doesn't know, Elon's going to find out, and then Trump will decide whether to expose the person who put Jeffrey Goldberg on there because it had to be an administrator. So really, you don't even need to investigate all 18 people in that chat, one of which was Goldberg. So you got 17 left. You don't even need to investigate all 17. You need to find out who was who had administrative abilities.
Yep.
That's it. There's one or two out of 17. That's it. Waltz is one of them. That's it. So is this the kind of stuff ever happened before? Because the media is acting like it's never happened before. Put the next one up for me, Heather. So there it is. Obama administration struggles to contain fallout from leaked Syria memo. The sky is falling. Trump's lax profession. He hired drunk Pete Hegseth. It's a disaster. The Houthi strike was flawless. You have the Trump administration cleaning up the disaster. In the Middle East, we had Houthis attacking United States vessels, both private and military, and Biden administration did nothing because they're ballless cowards. Trump's trying to figure it out. And because there is a problem, somebody screwed up or somebody is sabotaging the Trump administration from inside. Which do I believe? Sabotage.
Yeah.
Sabotage. Somebody let Goldberg in that. But I just want to show you, this stuff happens all the time. I'm not belittling it. It was at minimum a mistake, which I don't believe it was a mistake. At maximum, there's a mole inside of the Trump administration, which is what I believe. There's a mole inside the Trump administration that's trying to sabotage, just like whether it was, you know, John Kelly in the past, Chris Christie in the past, Johnny Bolton in the past, all the different ones. I mean, the various Mark Milley in the past, all sabotaging Trump behind his back. The former CIA director, former FBI director, all sabotaging Trump behind his back. Now he's cleaned house for the most part, but how do you truly know somebody's on your side? You never really know. And somebody added Jeff Goldberg to that. Signal chat. Somebody did. All right. Let's go to the next one. Here's Andrew Fisher. Here's Goldberg. Of course, what shows you, it goes side by side. Just want you to see a little weasel that he is. There he is. That's Weasel Jeff Goldberg. Of course, he shows up on Jen Psaki's show that nobody watches. If he really wanted to get on it, why don't he just go on Jesse Waters? I mean, if he really wants to, why don't he go on out? There's way more viewers on Alex Jones than Jen Psaki. Go on Alex Jones. I mean, Alex Jones, if you go right now, his replays, probably got 500,000 people watching it live on Twitter right now. So why didn't he do that? Because he doesn't really want to reach the masses, because the more people he actually talks to, the more people know that he lied. Well, call for his figurative head to be on a platter via the judicial system. So it's Andrew Fisher video. And this was a very carefully orchestrated, listen to Goldberg, play for me.
Responsible here and not disclose the things that I read and saw. I will describe them to you. The specific time of a future attack, specific targets, including human targets, meant to be killed in that attack, weapons systems, even weather reports that are, that the government is, I don't know why Hegseth was sharing it with everybody. I mean, the precise detail, and then a long section on sequencing. This is going to happen. Then that is going to happen. After that happens, this happens. Then that happens. And then we go and find out if it worked. I mean, he can say that it wasn't a war plan, but it was a minute by minute accounting of what was about to happen.
Well, if it is, then release the text. But as of yet, he has not released the text. So he says it's a war plan, that it was actually texted to him, but he refuses to release it. Remember, he got it almost 2 weeks ago. It came out yesterday, but he had it almost 2 weeks ago. So who does Jeffrey Goldberg work for? Go to the next one. So there is, Lauren Jobs sitting right next to Ghislaine Maxwell. Sorry, they're both in bikinis. Nothing I can do about it. Both in bikinis. Sorry, nothing I can do about it. But anyway, there she is. And notice the Atlantic. This is who Jeffrey Goldberg is, the editor-in-chief of the Atlantic. Look at the headline here. As she sits next to Ghislaine Maxwell. The great fake child sex trafficking epidemic as she hangs around with Ghislaine Maxwell. And Jeffrey Epstein has at least, they're estimating 500 victims. And you're sitting next to the people that are actually propagating the lie that the child sex trafficking global problem is fake. Fake. This is the guy that you're supposed to trust? Listen, bring it back to me. So there you go. So Jeffrey Goldberg has peddled this hoax right now where he says he has war plans. He doesn't, otherwise he would have already published them. He could publish them right now to Democrats on the Intel Committee. Why hasn't he? Right now, Democrats, it's confidential on the Intel Committee. 2 weeks, you got him 2 weeks. Why wouldn't you have given it to him? He was the orchestrator of the suckers and losers hoax, which everybody's waiting for 5 years to give us one name of the person that overheard it. It's like, you know, like all the rest of them from the Ukraine phone call quid pro quo hoax. Trump just released a transcript proving that there was no quid pro quo. Why has he released it? But why has he released the names of the persons that heard Donald Trump call our soldiers buried overseas suckers and losers? Because it didn't happen. It didn't happen. And I already told you about the Alex Jones situation. He was a peddler of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, major peddler of the collusion hoax, and he was a major peddler of the fine people on both sides hoax. When we have the video that totally disproves the narrative that Trump said there's fine people on both sides, but this guy is a Goebbels propagandist, and somehow he's the one who's let in. We honestly believe there's no saboteur inside of the Trump administration. There has to be. Because one out of 17 people was the administrator of that call. Maximum two, but just for ease of conversation, one person inside that phone call, and then inside that signal chat, one person administrator, that person had it. Elon probably already knows who it is. It may be somebody working for somebody, but it will go back to you, a person and an office. It will. And what I mean by an office is it under the Secretary of State? Is it under the National Security Advisor? Whatever it is, we'll find out. All right, next one up, mostly peaceful memes tweet. Here's what Jeff Goldberg wrote about Mark Milley. Mark Milley told, this is what Mark Milley did, of course. Mark Milley told his Chinese counterpart, this, by the way, is absolute purebred treason. Absolute. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't like Trump and I felt like he was a threat to America. So what? I wouldn't, if Joe Biden was planning an attack on Iraq, I'm not going to call Iraq. That's treason. I'm going to get shot.
Yeah.
I can't stand Joe Biden, but I certainly wouldn't betray my country. And that Mark Milley did that. I mean, Mark Milley was called his Chinese counterpart, told his Chinese counterpart he would give him advance warning if we were planning military actions against China. That's a fact, by the way. And he admitted it under oath in a congressional hearing. And I called him up and said, don't worry, if Trump's going to do anything, because Trump is a greater threat than Xi Jinping. And you believe Xi Jinping, who every single day marches Uyghur Muslims into trains that look like they're heading off to Auschwitz or Dachau, they're being raped daily, having experiments done on them, and murdered every day. And Mark Milley trusts that. Mark Milley trusts the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the Chinese PLA bioweapons lab. He trusts those people more than Donald J. Trump, to where you're gonna go, I'll warn you if Trump does something. I mean, it's absolute treason. What did Goldberg write about him? This is the article Jeff Goldberg wrote about him. The Patriot.
Ugh.
How General Mark Milley protected the Constitution from Donald Trump by Jeffrey Goldberg. That's the person that somehow got on this page. I mean, everything, you have to be a complete oblivious moron to ever believe a narrative by the obvious Democrats. Everything is absolutely obvious. Oh, you know, it's election time. Now Biden wants to shut down the border. I mean, everything is so obvious. Everything is so obvious. that there's somebody inside of Trump's administration, and I'm talking about on his cabinet, that is a mole. And Texas Billy put it on the chat. Last time he was in office, it was a mole's nest. Now you have a mole there, which is way better, because last time, Texas Billy's right, it was a mole's nest. There's 60, 70 of them doing it. Now, and then thousands in the unelected deep state. But anyway, but now there's a mole. It needs to be found out. Because how in the world does this guy end up in a chat? Again, you know what? Let's Bannon ended up in there. General Flynn ended up in there. Mm-hmm. Alex Jones ended up in there. Bongino ended up, whatever. Maybe I know Bongino's part of the administration now, but I'm just saying, whoever it may be, that's one thing. Or even just some more innocuous source like John Solomon ends up in there. But it's the worst of the worst. It's like, it would be like if the Jews were holding a conference and they accidentally let Hitler call in. They were doing a top secret conference about how to survive, how to not go to a concentration camp, and suddenly the only person that ever got in, not Goering, not Goebbels, not Mengele, Hitler got in. That's what's happened here. And by the way, Jeffrey Goldberg, it doesn't matter if he's Jewish or not, isn't much different than Adolf Hitler. Basically the same person. All right, here's more on Goldberg. Patriots are in control video. For those that forgot, Jeffrey Goldberg is the same bleep clown, one of my favorite words, that architected the suckers and losers hoax in 2020. Here he is. Play for me.
Jeffrey, your story, it hurts. It hurts to read these quotes aloud from the President of the United States disparaging veterans. Can you take us just into your reporting and why you felt confident publishing this?
Well, I felt confident publishing it because I have multiple sources with firsthand knowledge of the president's views and comments. That's the only reason to publish anything. And I felt it was important to publish because in my experience, in our collective experience, I don't think we've had a president who has contempt for American soldiers, wounded veterans, people who've been killed in action.
Everything that man just said, you're like, how does Aaron? Oh man, Aaron, use that last one, like that's still from the last one, and then this one right here, and just kind of flashing back and forth whenever you can. Just do it as I talk, because I just want to show you how badly these vax people have aged. Because that's just right. That one that I just showed you was 5 years ago, and I just want to show you how bad. I mean, you're like, Tom, it's got nothing to do. I know, but it's just why not address everything? So there he is 5 years ago. And then Aaron, when you can, flash the one from today, which is the next. There he is. I mean, look at that. That's pretty freaking wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look how this is the next. You can leave this up. This next video anyway. But anyway, you see how wild it is? These people have taken 5, 6, 7 vaccinations. That's what they look like.
Yeah.
And it just came out. I think it was last week. But it's now come out that the vaccine speeds up the aging process.
Yep.
Look at this guy. 5 years and you look that different? 5 years, look how different he looks. So this is a terrible video. Actually, it's called terrible video. Jeffrey Goldberg, author of the Atlantic article, dodges questions on why he won't release more of the signal chat with classified info. Play it for me.
Now, the Secretary of Defense and the White House press secretary have said you're lying, have said there are no war plans there, have said there's no classified information. So the obvious question is, shouldn't you now demonstrate it? Shouldn't you publish the text?
No, because they're wrong. They're wrong.
But how can you prove that you're wrong? Maybe should you provide them to the House and Senate Special Committees on Intelligence, maybe? I don't know.
Wow. Well, you want to become my lawyer?
I'm throwing this out there, Jeff. I don't know. I mean, look.
Obviously, let me just put it this way: my colleagues and I, and the advice that and the people who are giving us advice on this, have some interesting conversations to have about this.
Yeah.
But just because they're irresponsible with material doesn't mean that I'm going to be irresponsible with this material.
Yeah, irresponsible. It's already in your hands. You know, and just like that interview, who's a leftist? These people are incapable. It's just like, I love showing the videos. of the Doge protests or any protests that the left is putting on, any of them. Hamas, pro-Hamas, anti-Elon, anti-Doge, anti-Trump. You go up to any of them and say, give me exactly how Trump is a fascist. Give me one example of his fascism. Give me one thing that we show all the time in our pre and post right now because of all the Doge protests out in front of Tesla dealerships. Give us one thing that Elon has done that's had a negative impact on your life. Give us one thing that Elon's even cut. They have no answers. And Jeffrey Goldberg, that's why he's not going on Jesse Waters. He's not going on. It's hard to name anybody on TV, but the people on Newsmax, let's say, or the people on OWN, he's not going to any of those people, of course, even though on the board of the Atlantic are quote unquote conservatives. None of them actually are, but he won't go on any of these conservative channels because he can't defend what he's doing. And when a liberal actually asked, because he knew he was going to go to this video, like he was with Jen Psaki, which was what a wretched name. I can't help it, Aaron. What a wretched name for a show with Jen Psaki. Inside with Jen Psaki. And on the right on the screen, all you can see is Inside Jen Psaki. The width is like tiny. So all you see is Inside Jen Psaki. I mean, like, you know, throwing up the back of my mouth. But anyway. So he'll go on Inside with Jen Psaki, but he won't go on any of these other shows. And when he goes on this little liberal one, he's like, I'm in cruise control, baby. I don't have to answer anything. And the guy actually asked him a question. Why have you not turned this over? It's been 2 weeks. I mean, there's all kinds of leftist morons on the Intel. You can go to any of them. Whether it's the Intel committee, whether it's the weaponization committee, whatever it may be, there's obviously... The minority is represented. You can go and hand it to a Democrat. Why has he not done that exactly? Do you not actually have what you claim that you have? And you saw his exasperation. What are you, my attorney or something? Why aren't you answering the question? If you asked me, if I was him and I had these alleged, and by the way, none of this is classified. These are war plans. They're not war plans because they're not classified. None of it's classified. In the hearing today, Warner's asking John Ratcliffe, and John Ratcliffe, I love the guy, and he is great, and he's for real. But he's up there playing tiddlywinks with these people. Mm-hmm. And I got a Bannon video that I'll play in a minute, but he's up there going back and forth with Mark Warner. We're going to get into Mark Warner next. Oh, here, Aaron, put that pickup. There's Mark Warner. This is that genius right there. He's up there, and he's going back and forth with Mark Warner, who is a lying sack of human excrement. I would show him absolutely no respect at all. He's a liar, perjurous, hoaxer. Why are you going up? Why is it that John Ratcliffe, who is a seasoned politician, seasoned man inside the Intel community. Why are you going back and forth with this guy? You can pull it up on Twitter. I've got others. And then Bannon just got all over Ratcliffe. Like, what on earth are you doing? Why is that Tulsi Gabbard new? Tulsi Gabbard simply tells him, we'll get back to you on that. Why would you give these people anything? Why would you give them? And this is something that I've had to learn in life. And if you're younger than me, learn it earlier. There's people, again, live out Matthew 7:6. Live it out. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast ye pearl before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. The nicer you are, the more they'll take from you because they believe that they can. So anyway, and Tulsi Gabbard just blows them off, and that's exactly what you have to do. Let's go to this. Can't go to the great video. Senator Mark Warner asked CIA Director John Ratcliffe and DNI Tulsi Gabbard about Signal group chat. Play for me.
You made a couple of comments about Signal messaging using encrypted apps. So that we're clear, one of the first things that happened when I was confirmed as CIA Director was Signal was loaded onto my computer at the CIA, as it is for most CIA officers. One of the things that I was briefed on very early, Senator, was by the CIA records management folks about the use of Signal as a permissible work use. It is. That is a practice that preceded the current administration to the Biden administration.
Director Ratcliffe, I've got a series of questions. If you're making the statement that Signal is a secure channel.
Can I answer that? It is.
Sir, I've got a series
end-to-end
of
encryption. So to,
it is,
to finish,
I understand encryption.
It is permissible to use to communicate and coordinate for work purposes, provided, Senator, that any decisions that are made are also recorded through formal channels.
Right.
So those were procedures that were implemented. My staff implemented those processes, followed those processes, complied with those processes. So my communications, to be clear, in a Signal message group were entirely permissible and lawful, and did not include classified information.
Well, we will make that determination, because if it's not classified, share the text with the committee. You know, let me go on. Director Gabbard, you are the security executive and set access guidelines for classified information. Did you contact the Defense Secretary or others after this specific military planning was put out and say, hey, we should be doing this in a SCIF?
There was no classified material that was shared in that.
So then if there was no classified in material, share it with the committee. You can't have it both ways. These are important jobs. This is our national security. Bobbing and weaving and trying to, you know, filibuster your answer. So please answer the question. If this was a Director Gabbard, if this was a rank and file intelligence officer who did this kind of careless behavior, what would you do with him?
Senator, I'll reiterate that there was no classified material that was shared in that.
Ma'am, if there's no classified in material.
Boom. That's how you handle them. You don't need to cast your pearls before that swine and that dog. That guy has absolutely no interest in finding the truth. His only interest is scoring political points and destroying your life and even putting you in federal prison under false charges, and he'll sleep like a baby. You and I, if we put somebody in prison for false charges that we knew were false and had to perjure ourselves to put that person in prison, our conscience would eat us alive. Not these people. Not these lizard people, and I don't mean it the literal way. But I mean, you just, there's no need to actually talk. What did you see, Gabbard? Again, why is John Ratcliffe supposed to be way more seasoned? See how she just stared at him and just answered, like, basically name, rank, and serial number, and screw you. That's why I miss cussing, because I like to say something else. That's what you actually do. Because who is this Mark Warner? Go to the next one for me. Here's Mark, who's going to get to the bottom of everything. He's going to get to the bottom of everything. Hypocrisy. Mark Warner slams Trump team for using Signal after his own secret messages were exposed. Go to the next one for me. Mark Warner tweet. Here's what he said today. When the stakes are this high, incompetence is not an option. Okay, his own secret messages were exposed. Pete Hegseth should resign. Mike Waltz should resign. Go to the next one for me. Charlie Kirk, 2018, Senator Mark Warner, who put on quite a performance today, was caught red-handed using Signal to correspond in secret with a lobbyist for a Russian oligarch and Putin crony, Oleg Deripaska. An extensive Fox News investigation at the time revealed he didn't want to leave a paper trail as he sought to connect with Russian hoaxer Christopher Steele. This is the guy who wants to get to the truth. He wants to hide his track. Oleg Deripaska is a part of the collusion hoax. Don't have time to get into all that tonight. But he's trying to cover his trail to Christopher Steele, who was hired by Fusion GPS, hired by Perkins Coie, hired by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. This is the guy who's going to get to the bottom. And you know, Aaron brought up a very valid point when he's talking to Tulsi Gabbard, or actually at the time with John Ratcliffe, who's a director of CIA. He goes, you using Signal, and you believe that it's secure. And he's alleging that there is a hack. There's no hack. Nobody hacked into it. Everybody needs to get this. And if this bothers you, like it bothers you because it makes Trump look vulnerable, Okay, Trump is in charge of a giant cabinet and a giant administration. It's not speaking against Trump. Nobody hacked into that chat group.
Right.
There was no, you know, War Games hacker, you know, back in the 1982 movie. It's no hacker. What's his name? His same as Ferris Bueller, Matthew, whatever his name was, the actor. There's nobody there behind. There's some computer expert. There's no big balls hacking in. That never happened. Somebody administratively added them.
Yeah.
That's all that happened. And you have Warner going, how could you allow this breach of security? There's no breach. Somebody added them. There's sabotage, there's espionage here. Somebody added them. There was no lack of security. That would be akin to saying that if you're in charge of security at an event and you simply let the person in, there was a lack of security. No, I let the person in. There's no lack of security. Security was there. She's acting like there's some sort of breach of an encrypted app.
Right.
No breach. Somebody simply let him in. That's what happened. And he's making a huge deal out of it when he himself has had his information breached, probably by the actual Russians who wanted to expose him and expose Mark Warner for orchestrating the Russian collusion hoax, which blamed Russians for things they never did. It probably gets old after a while, doesn't it? So here's Bannon's response and what everybody's mindset should be right now. Play for me.
Tulsi Gabbard's was absolutely accurate. It's under review by the National Security Council, and at the appropriate time, we will get back to you, Senator. Full stop. Don't engage them. You don't need to talk about anything. It's under review. They're looking for a scalp, and we're now hunkered down in the no-scalp business. Need to tighten it up and hunker down right now. This is the deep state. This is a pincer move, and we're spending the next 2 hours going through this, a pincer move between the radical judiciary, the deep state, and I'm going to throw in a little of the resistance movement on top of it, the color revolution.
You don't need to give these people any credibility. They're Russian collusion hoaxers. They're baby butchers. They're Ukraine hoaxers. They're globalists, they're climate change hoaxers, vaccine hoaxers, COVID hoaxers, masks hoaxers, closed border hoaxers, saying the border's closed when it's wide open. These are absolute bold-faced demonic liars, not worthy of any credibility, not worthy of any respect whatsoever. None. And this is a nice little summation. It's a better article. The entire article is in the National Post. I'm just going to read you a paragraph. It's from Raheem Kassam. Far from a picture of chaos, the Signal Exchange captures the Trump war cabinet executing a swift and decisive retaliatory strike on foreign adversaries. No leaks actually ended up. That's exactly what Aaron said. So leaks. Somebody let him in. Nobody breached in. A Trump administration official let them in, either by mistake, well, we'll just play that game right now, or via sabotage. No leaks actually ended up compromising the mission. It was flawless. Everybody who died, died. Everyone who's supposed to die, died. Everything was supposed to be blown up was blown up, and no Americans were injured. The planning was otherwise tight. The strikes were exceptionally precise. The communication, despite the unintentional inclusion of a journalist, which we don't know if that's the case yet, Raheem's being nice, was professional and focused. All right, that's it with the signal thing. I didn't mean to take till 10 o'clock doing it. So let's have a little fun here. Got some other stuff. So here's, you can just side by side this one. So interesting. Now, under oath, Fannie Willis has said that she no longer is in a relationship with Nathan Wade. But here they are in the airport together.
Oh.
This is, again, these are the people you're supposed to trust with your life. Fat Fannie Willis. Big Fannie. You're supposed to trust her integrity. It's what Democrats will tell you. Of course, if it was an activist Republican, the Democrats wouldn't say trust that prosecutor, that district attorney. But they said that they no longer were in a relationship, but they keep showing up. Her daughter had a minor traffic crash, and they both showed up to that too.
Yeah, that's right.
Together. And here they are. Who goes? I mean, all of us in here are married, and we've all obviously dated people. Would you be like in an airport traveling with a man you weren't at least dating?
No.
No, but they said under oath that their relationship ended 2 years ago. See, now what needs to happen is, I believe it was under oath. I don't know that for sure. This needs, if it was, prosecutors in Georgia need to prosecute Fannie Willis. She's perfectly willing putting people in prison under false charges, sleeping like a baby at night. She needs to, she can now answer to justice herself. She's perfect. Now, we won't bring false charges, but if you lied under oath and you said that your relationship was over, Mrs. Person would be happy to put, she knows the charges against Donald Trump are absolutely false and they don't even exist, but she would have put him in prison for a decade. No problem at all for interfering in an election. That doesn't, it's not even a criminal charge. But there she is. And the Democrats would say, trust these people who lie under oath. Just trust them. Trust them with your life. If they tell you that you're supposed to go to prison, that's where you're supposed to be. You should just trust. You should trust Fannie Willis, who funneled $700,000 to that man in that green sweatshirt right there. Funneled $700,000 taxpayer dollars to that man for the both of them to go gallivant around the globe and go wine tasting. All right, go to the next one for me. Got to introduce you to this person.
Oh my word.
This is NC, Libs of TikTok tweet. This is NC Rep Allison Dahl, anything but, has introduced two bills. Imagine this being the passion of your life. One, to repeal laws. Imagine that. If you, like a lot of you, your passion is your work, passion is your pets, your passion is your kids, your number one passion is Jesus. Not these people. This is her number. She wakes up in the morning and she decides she's going to introduce two bills. One, to repeal laws to protect minors from genital mutilation surgeries. And another, to repeal the NC Parents Bill of Rights, which is notifying parents that your son's balls are about to be cut off. She honestly believes that your son, that your son's desire to have his balls cut off should not be disclosed to the parent. So the son can work with school officials and medical personnel to have his balls cut off and his penis cut off and never let the parents know until it's actually cut off. Maybe never let them know. You just disappear them. And if the parents challenge it, arrest them for child abuse. That's what people like this are all about. And yes, that is what it looks like. I don't know if that is a trans female or what. It definitely, she, it, whatever that is, she has too much of a droopy neck for me to tell whether she has an apple, Adam's apple or not. But it's either a trans female or a horrendously ugly woman. But that's what she's putting out in the state of North Carolina. Go to the next one for me. This is how you handle. This is brilliant. Like, I can't pull stuff off like this. Aaron can. I can't. But you go up to somebody, because this is 3D, 4D thinking. You go up to people. I don't want to give it away because I'm going to let you figure it out yourself. But this is how you handle trans activist women. Play for me.
Beautiful trans women out here, tell us about your transition, how it went.
Can I hold this, please?
No.
So I have a question for you. Why are you asking me those questions?
Okay. We're interviewing like trans women and stuff like that.
I'm not a trans woman.
No. We're fully supportive. Do you want to talk about sort of transitioning or anything like that, or like what people can?
I never transitioned because I was born a woman.
No, of course you're a woman. Of course.
Does it make a trans woman any less of a woman?
No, you are 100% a woman.
I'm not a trans woman.
Is there another definition that people like to use? Or
you thought I was a man?
This is what you do, and it actually exposes their galactic hypocrisy. Why do you care whether he thinks you're a trans woman? Because you said trans women and women are the same. So why are you not simply embracing? We're one and the same. Because you know that trans women are ugly as sin itself. That's why. Men pretending to be women are ugly as sin. That's what you do. We played an hysterical video on the post game where another guy was saying embracing another guy's homosexuality. he said that he hypnotized him, and when you wake up, you'll never know that you were gay. Yeah. Remember
that? Wait, I'm not gay.
I'm not gay.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, Aaron, is there any way you can find that?
I'll try to see
if you can while I'm talking about this. All right, I gotta show you this. Pauly Cipolla video. This is great. And again, you're like, Tom, I thought you weren't a big fan of Mike Johnson. Pauly Cipolla video, Speaker Johnson says that Congress can and will defund and shut down federal district courts that are obstructing President Trump. You're like, we're going to have the congressional branch now interfere with the judicial branch? Yes. Because if the judicial wants to play with the executive, then the legislative can play with the judicial. If that's the rules that everybody wants on the left, then you're going to enjoy the new rules. This is fantastic. So now Mike Johnson, like, Tommy, I know I can't stand him. I don't trust him. But he's doing something good here. And this is exactly how you play the game with the Democrats. Play it for me, Heather.
Speaker Mike Johnson issuing an open threat now, saying that Congress has authority to stop providing funding to federal courts. Listen to what the speaker said just a little while ago.
We do have authority over the federal courts, as you know. We can eliminate an entire district court. We have power funding over the courts and all these other things. But desperate times call for desperate measures, and Congress is going to act. So stay tuned for that.
There you go. And that's what you do. That's what you do. These, a lot of good. And with Bossberg himself, Jeb Bossberg, that's his name, the one who tried to make Trump turn around the flights to El Salvador and Venezuela, tried to turn him around. He himself, his wife works for an NGO, and his daughter works for an NGO. That, I mean, again, these are absolute, this is absolute Trump opposition. These are Trump political enemies legislating from the bench. These are people who are antithetical to everything Trump, and you're supposed to trust these judges to rule fairly on your behalf when their own wife, their own daughter are political activists against Trump, and you yourself are an Obama appointee activist against Donald Trump. We're supposed to just trust your rulings? Absolutely not. All right, let's go to the next one. I just want to show you some Trump accomplishments. Trump talked about it today. This is why you have the signal hoax, the signal gate, we'll call it. This is why, because nobody can produce like Donald Trump. Nobody, not Reagan, nobody. Nobody can produce like Donald Trump. Since Trump took office, a staggering 2.9, just, we can round it right up, $3 trillion in investment. And this doesn't even count the latest, because this is a 2 days old. There's another one coming in. Has flowed into the United States. Where now, how much, let's add up all that Joe Biden brought in 4 years. I can add it up right now. Ready? Zero. Nothing. Nobody came and reinvested in the United States. Nobody. Believe me, they would have showed it. Nothing. Look at Trump. UAE itself. UAE, United Arab Emirates, $1.4 trillion. Saudi Arabia, $600 billion investment. Hyundai, $20 billion in investment. Apple, $500 billion. NVIDIA, $100 billion. SoftBank, Oracle, OpenAI, $100 billion. TSMC, $100 billion. Johnson & Johnson, $55 billion. CMA, CGM Group, $20 billion. Eli Lilly, $27 billion. Merck, $1 billion. GE Aerospace, $1 billion since Trump has taken office, which is why you had to have SignalGate. All right, Aaron, you found it?
Yeah, I found it.
All right, this is how you deal with people on the street right here. Play for me.
If
women.
Women. Oh, God. Again? We're doing this again? Okay, let's go.
Go through menstruation.
Oh, this is different. This is very different.
Right people, wrong video. Keep trying. If you find it, you just play it, and then we'll try it again. Wrong video, but it's awesome if we find it. If not, maybe we'll play in the post game.
Yeah.
All right, let me cover this before we go. It's 10:09, but I'm going to cover this. I got to nothing. I really got to nothing. But I'm going to show you this because of the attacks on Elon Musk, and there's so much on this. I could be on for another hour and a half. I could be on for three more hours.
Easy.
We used to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I got so much here. I mean, we used to do it for 3 hours, but that was when we only had one podcast a week. I think our record was just under 4 hours.
Yeah.
Straight, just going on and on. We had no air conditioning at the time either. But anyway, it's pretty brutal. But it's good for weight loss. But so let me show you this real quick, because I want to talk about Indivisible. That is the name of a Soros and USAID funded NGO that's opposing Elon Musk. It's funded by our government right now. Colin Rugg video. This is a town hall meeting orchestrated. If you look at the sign on the podium, you'll see it's a town hall meeting orchestrated against Elon Musk by a town hall meeting put on by a group that you and I have funded called Indivisible. And with the part that you and I didn't fund, George Soros made up for the rest. Play it for me.
Listen to your constituents before you make a decision on what to vote for.
Hey, why would you do that?
You know, I think we need to vote you out.
Yeah. The cameraman falls at the end, which is just God got him. That's great. So, I mean, again, a group orchestrated against Elon Musk, paid for by you and I. Go to the next one for me. Robbie Starbuck tweet. And again, it's called Indivisible. Over the next few days, you're going to see an organized progressional protest effort at Tesla stores put together by a group. And he's totally right. This quiz was put on. This was 6 days ago. By a group called Indivisible. George Soros Foundation has given Indivisible more than $8 million for their activism. They're calling these the Tesla takedown. Go to the next one for me. Natalie Winters tweet, the Soros-backed group Indivisible is reimbursing left-wing protesters who criticized Trump administration and Doge. And as it was just proven, most of AOC's and Bernie Sanders rallies, where they've got 86,000 people over a three-day period of time, turns out that most everybody there was a paid activist. Look at what it says, Indivisible's Musk or Us Actions reimbursement program. Look at the bottom right. Each Indivisible group can request up to $200 per protester. Go to the next one for me. Linda Evans, a tweet. Indivisible group, IG, says it is a nonprofit that is funded through donations. Wrong. Bold-faced lies. These people don't hesitate to lie. According to the Influence Watch, IG, Indivisible Group, receives funding from the Tides Foundation and the Advocacy Fund. And guess who they are funded by? USAID. We fund our own. You and I. All of our taxpayer dollars have been going to funding our political opposition for decades. And I'm talking about basically all of our taxpayer dollars, because that's what the United States has become all about in the last several decades, is simply the Democratic Party using our taxpayer dollars to enrich themselves and to be elected. That's it. Get themselves elected. All right, go to the next one for me. So this is one. Look at Indivisible right here. Elon is a Nazi. We must stop Doge. And Elon Musk just promised to sue Jamal Bowman for calling him a Nazi on CNN. So this guy better watch out, because Elon Musk is like, the reason why they couldn't take Trump down, they could take Flynn down, is because Flynn only had a couple hundred thousand. Trump's got billions, so he could fight. He could fight in lawsuits for years and years and years. Well, same thing here. So you better, with Elon Musk, he's worth $300 billion, right? Because he's lost a couple billion. He's up to about $400 billion. So he's in the $300 billions now. He'll see you into oblivion. All right, go to the next one for me. I just wanted to cover this stuff. This is what's going on in America to American victims. May just run a couple of these in a row here. Yeah, we're going to do that. So anyway, here's what's happening. I'm just going to play a couple of these in a row. And I just want to see the incidents of Teslas being keyed and damaged. And this, of course, it doesn't cover. We've already covered the firebombing and the explosive devices that were found at a Tesla dealership. While, like, the Jimmy Kimmels of the world wink and nod at it. But anyway, Adam Hughes video. Oh, no, Stephen Colbert was Jimmy Kimmel. It was Jimmy Kimmel. Adam Hughes video, then the disrespected trucker video, and then spotted model video after that. I just want to show you these criminal incidents. Play the first one for me, Heather.
You don't know what happened?
No.
Okay. Can I see some ID, please?
Yeah.
You as well, sir. So, you want to talk about what happened here?
Yeah. No. Okay. I don't know what happened.
You didn't see that Tesla?
No.
Okay. Well, we have one.
Okay.
Deep scratches on his mom's 2019 Tesla Model 3, but he was in luck.
I immediately got into the car and I checked the dash cam, and that's where I went over all the video.
The driver's side camera caught the whole thing, and he couldn't believe it.
We got her the first time that she came through and keyed the car, and then she comes around again, and she's kind of pretending that her car has something on it, even though there's clearly nothing on the video.
Then the woman gets into a white Honda and backs out.
She's backing out, like, super slowly, and she's really eyeing the damage.
There was no front license plate on the suspect's car, but fortunately, he had his own car parked behind both of them and got the back license plate.
Do you have any knowledge of this happening?
She said she owns a white Honda, but that she doesn't know anything about the Tesla being keyed. The victim filed a police report. It'll be more than $3,000 to fix, and to add salt to injury, the car had actually been paint corrected and ceramic coated a few months earlier.
I don't know why someone would ever do this to somebody else's car.
I guess these people don't realize that there's cameras all over these Teslas.
No.
I mean, you have absolutely, and I love the first one when the guy says he doesn't know what's happening. You're on videotape, and the cop's already seen you on videotape. And then you notice the woman in the middle one. What does, of course, she have wrapped around her finger? A COVID mask in 2025. Her oath of allegiance. Her swastika to the bourgeois leftist globalist elitist narrative and agenda. All right, 10:16, almost 17. That's good. All right, love you guys. Rumble Rants, Texas Billy, $50. Pumpkin Drifting on Wood, $5. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Stick around for the post game. Love you all. God bless you.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.